91X News.
It's 14 and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Michael Sukit. A resident died at the Transition Health Shelter for homeless people in Coburg Monday night, according to a media release by the shelter on Wednesday. Emergency services were called to the shelter at 11:35 p.m. when one of the residents was found unresponsive, according to the news release. Efforts to resuscitate the person were unsuccessful and they were pronounced dead. The cause of the death is not known at this time. The 81-year-old missing man with dementia has been located by the OPP Prince Edward County. Earlier today, the OPP sent out a news release saying John White had gone missing. Shortly after 1 o'clock p.m., he was found safe and in good health. The Center for Disease Control says that many of the illnesses related to vaping are from chemical exposure, and they believe THC may be the cause. Logan Summers has the story.
For weeks now, the health concerns around vaping have been in the headlines, and many are still wondering what is causing the illnesses and deaths that are being reported. The CDC says THC and vitamin acetate in vapes may be the problem. THC is a chemical found in cannabis and is now being found in vape juice that people are using to be able to use cannabis through their vapes. Ethan Marshall, general manager at Vapor Canada, explains.
A lot of people vape their cannabis products now. They vape it in the regular form that you think of when we talk about cannabis in the flower form.
The THC used in specific vape juice is also sometimes being mixed with a chemical called vitamin E acetate, which has many worried it may be the cause of the rising number of illnesses and deaths in North America that are being said to be the cause of by vapes. Jordan Brandt is training coordinator at Legacy 420.
What happens when this vitamin E gets vaporized is it turns into hydrogen cyanide. That's what's causing the majority from all of the cases that I've read and the majority of cases. That's what's causing the damage to the lungs and then later on the respiratory illnesses. So
the CDC says they still cannot be 100% sure if THC and vitamin E acetate is the main cause of the illnesses and deaths.
Backlash on social media has been directed after NDP leader Jagmeet Singh was confronted by a man during a visit to Atwater Market in Montreal this morning. Reporters covering Singh's visit captured the exchange.
You know what?
What's that?
You should cut your turban off and you look like a Canadian.
Oh, I think Canadians look like all sorts of people. That's the beauty of Canada. I don't agree, sir.
In Rome, you do as the Romans.
Hey, but this is Canada. You can do like whatever you like.
Singh is visiting Montreal for the French language debate. The Ontario Education Minister is accusing the federal Liberals of politicizing a labor dispute in the province's schools. Stephen Leche spoke today after QP announced that 55,000 education workers are preparing to go on strike Monday, escalating a work-to-rural campaign beginning this week.
Just yesterday, the Prime Minister made comments on this issue. I think we need to depoliticize the process. I think less politicians in the process, less politics is really in the interest of our kids. I think we need people to put the interests of our children ahead of their own political self-interest.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he wanted Premier Doug Ford to do more to address the issue. Leche accused Trudeau of injecting needless partnerships into the bargaining process. U.S. President Donald Trump has welcomed Finland's president to the White House. The two leaders spoke to reporters following their formal meeting today. Trump was highly critical of the whistleblower report, alleging he used the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election. He says the whistleblower wrote about a vicious conversation that he asserted was in reality a very innocent conversation.
I watch my words very carefully. There are those that think I'm a very stable genius, okay? I watch my words very, very closely.
The whistleblower's report was based on information from multiple U.S. government officials. A bus crash on the Saskatchewan Junior A hockey team in 2018 that killed 16 and injured 13 has affected families upset about an Alberta review into trucking or has affected families upset about an Alberta review into trucking regulations. Alberta and Manitoba, in the wake of the deadly crash, implemented mandatory training for bus and truck drivers. Rick McIver, The Alberta Transportation Minister confirmed that the province is taking a look at the rules and regulations for those who drive a school bus or farm vehicles. Toby Boulay, a Lethbridge resident who lost his son in the crash, says the same rules need to apply for commercial and farm truck drivers.
It's wrong. I think that particularly on the, not so much on the school bus, but particularly on the Class 1 large-scale trucking operations that work with agricultural sector, that they're driving on the same roads and highways that, for example, the Mr. Sidhu was driving on at the crash site.
Jaskirat Singh Sidhu was an inexperienced truck driver from Calgary who pled guilty to dangerous driving after cutting straight through a stop sign at a rural intersection and directly into the path of the Humboldt Broncos team bus. Sports is next.
Fall is here, and it's back to the routine. Why not start a new routine that's based around fun, friendship, and good times? Quinney Bowl has many bowling leagues starting this fall, from the YBC Youth Leagues for kids of all ages to many adult and senior leagues. Call 967-BOWL online at quinneybowlingcenter.com or find them on Facebook to learn more. Let Quinney Bowl match you up with the league that's just right for you. This fall, strike up a great new routine that's fun, good exercise, and satisfying.
Yes!
Quinney Bowl, Highway 62, Belleville, just north of Walmart.
Four games on the NHL opening night schedule today. The Ottawa Senators visit the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Washington Capitals visit the St. Louis Blues. The Vancouver Canucks visit the Edmonton Oilers. And the San Jose Sharks travel to Vegas to face the Golden Knights. The Leafs have scratched Jason Spezza, and he will be replaced by Nick Shore. A captain will be announced prior to the game. The Arizona Coyotes have signed Darcy Kemper to a two-year, $9 million deal worth $4.5 million per year. In Champions League, today's results so far included 2-0 victory for Germany's Borussia Dortmund over Czech Republic's Slavia Praha. Italy's Napoli and Belgium's Genk finished in a scoreless draw. Toronto FC's Jozy Altidore and Michael Bradley have been named to the United States CONCACAF Nations League squad and will play against Canada in Toronto on October 15th. The American League wildcard game in the MLB goes down tonight as the Tampa Bay Rays visit the Oakland Athletics. Game starts just after 8 p.m. Sean Manea starts for the Athletics, while Charlie Morton will start for the Rays. In tennis, Bianca Andreescu defeats Belgium's Elise Mertens for her 16th straight victory. She will face American Jennifer Brady tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Meanwhile, Montreal's Felix Auger-Aliassime will play against Germany's Alexander Zverev tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. The Wellington Dukes have defeated the Coburg Cougars 2-1 in the OJHL last night. Their next game comes on Friday at home against the Collingwood Colts. Send us your team or league scores email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, tonight, increasing cloudiness late this evening, a low of 7. Tomorrow, cloudy. Periods of rain begin in the morning, wind becoming northeast at 20 kilometers an hour in the afternoon, high of 10. At 4:08, it's 14 degrees. QNET News, on the air, on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Michael Sukit on QNET News. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.